At the last G20 summit in April 2009, the global economy was crumbling. To help shore it up, the world leaders agreed their governments would spend about $5 trillion collectively. It worked, and a recovery got underway. But the spending also led to heavy government borrowing, which created new headaches. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax is here to discuss how efforts to mop up government debts could affect all of us. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Adi.
Debt is already a four-letter word on Capitol Hill, but after so much recovery spending here in the U.S. and around the world, are folks really surprised that this would become a problem?
It certainly was predictable. Most economists, though, would argue that even though it was clear that a lot of spending would lead to a lot of debt, they needed to spend money because the private sector was just faltering last year. And looking back on it, spending advocates would say events have proved them right. In early 2009, the economy was shrinking at about 6% a year, and this year the economy is growing moderately. So that's progress. But still, you'd have to say the economy is far from healthy this summer. We've got an unemployment rate that's nearly 10%, and just last week the government released new reports that showed that the housing market is getting worse again. So President Obama is arguing that countries have to keep up this spending to prevent another recession from breaking out. He sent a letter to 19 of the world leaders urging them not to rein in their spending, at least not before the private sector can start to create more jobs.
So do the others agree with him?
Well, they may read his letter and consider it, but I think that in the end, they're just going to continue to see things differently from Mr. Obama. After seeing what happened in Greece this spring, they want to pull back on their spending. The Greeks belong to the European Union, and they got into so much debt trouble that it forced other EU countries to have to bail them out. So Europeans are really focused on implementing austerity plans, not on spending.
But what are most economists saying? I mean, is keep spending or balance the budget?
Well, you know, Adi, we're talking about economics, so
right,
there's always
right.
a big range of opinions here. But I would say that most mainstream economists would say that governments shouldn't cut off spending suddenly or raise taxes when an economy is pulling out of recession. And I was talking to his economist last week, and he said, obviously, we need debt reduction over time. But this summer, it'd be the wrong time to throw the car into reverse. But, you know, that may sound good to economists, but people out there know what happened to Greece. You know, here was a country that startled all the markets when they couldn't pay their debts, and that revelation scared away international investors. It even scared away the tourists, so the economy over there started tanking. And, you know, talk about a losing proposition. The government spent money to try to boost the economy, and they ended up making everything a lot worse by spending too much. And that's just the challenge right now. What is the right balance between spending to foster growth and not getting sunk by your debt?
And I definitely feel like I hear this play out on Capitol Hill. In fact, this past week with the discussion about the unemployment benefits legislation, right?
Oh, exactly. That was a great example. Last Thursday, the Senate killed a White House effort to get a $100 billion plus stimulus package going, and it included extending unemployment benefits. And Democrats argue that millions of Americans still can't find jobs, and if their unemployment benefits were to expire, people won't be able to make their car payments. They won't make their mortgage payments. That could make the foreclosure crisis worse, drag us back into a recession. And last year, those kinds of arguments really carried weight. The 2009 stimulus package did attract bipartisan support. So whether we're looking at Congress or this G20 summit, that Greek debt crisis has really shifted the whole debate. Now the focus is on reducing debt and balancing budgets and trying to reassure investors all over the world that governments are sound.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax. Marilyn, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Adi.